Our destination is to see God face to face, to see the face of Christ. And to win this race, we need the patience of the Holy Spirit. The ultimate example of patience for us is Jesus Christ. St. Paul again will tell us in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, "Let us fix our eyes on Him, on Jesus, our leader, our creator, who patiently endured the cross, scorning its shame." Let's look at Jesus Christ. Look at His cross. Let's think that whatever is happening to us is totally insignificant compared to Christ's ordeal, even if we were to be crucified. Why? Because we are sinners. He was totally sinless, totally free from sin. When we think of the cross of Christ and ponder on His suffering, then we gain strength. Martyrdom, to martyr, is not only a matter of ultimate love and faith in Christ, but also a matter of patient endurance. Without extreme patience, no one will make it through martyrdom. My friends, the virtue of patience also has a theological dimension, because our God Himself is called the God of patience. This can be seen in the scripture many times. God is patient and postpones punishment for mankind, but He's called the God of patience because He's the one who gives the gift and the talent of patience. Patience is one of God's talents, one of the talents of the parable. Patience is an energy of God, like love, faith, almsgiving, righteousness. It comes from God, and it finds man's heart. All these energies of God are available, just like the sun rays that reach us and the sun that we enjoy. We enjoy the light, the warmth. It's available. Now, if we decide to lock ourselves in a dark basement, the sun will not reach us. And we're certainly at fault if we do that. God's energies, God's providence, God's salvation is forever around, but we need to open a little window in the dark dungeons of our heart to let Him in. The world today in general locks God out. The hearts of the people have grown cold. They are frozen. Patience, once again, is an uncreated energy of God, and I cannot have it unless He gives it to me. This is why we must pray to God daily to give us faith, love, patience, and all of His energies. We lost paradise in a single moment. To capture it back now, it takes time. Time meaning patience. How much time? How much patience? As long as we live. As long as we live. Salvation is a lifetime proposition. Our salvation is never guaranteed. It is not predestined. Our name can be erased from the book of life. The Holy Scriptures and our Holy Tradition are full of such examples. We spoke on a previous cassette tape about the priest Saprikios, who lost his salvation at the final moment. We spoke about Demas, one of the disciples of St. Paul, who was baptized. He preached. He was a co-worker of St. Paul. But St. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, I believe, he writes, and he's probably in tears, when he writes, "Demas has left me," falling in love with the present world. The assurance of salvation is a horrible heresy. It is never accepted by Orthodox Christians. St. Paul says, "He who patiently endures until the very end will be saved." St. James also says, now, brothers, be patient until Christ comes back again. How long must we be patient? A month, a year, 10 years? No, until Christ comes back on the earth, or until the day we die. Then he says, let the prophets be an example for you. You have read the scriptures. You heard about Job's patience and how the Lord restored everything in Job's life, because our Lord is full of mercy and goodness. Those great examples of patience, we have Elijah, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Job. Job especially is the hymn of patience. Patience does not only refer to our relations with other people, but with our relationship with God. We need patience during God's discipline. God disciplines his children. And we need patience to accept God's rearing and discipline, so we don't run away from his discipline saying there is no God. This is terrible. St. Paul says in Hebrews, if you are patient with God's discipline, God will treat you as his own sons. Our natural parents disciplined us in their own way, the way they thought it was right. They disciplined us because they loved us. We certainly do not discipline the children of the neighborhood. We discipline our own children. God disciplines us because he considers us, or when he considers us, his own children. And his discipline is perfectly suited for us. It's for our best interests, so we can become participants in his holiness. This is why he does it, so we can become holy. In the Old Testament book of the Wisdom of Sirach, we read, my son, if you are ready to come near God, if you're ready to come near to God, to serve God, then prepare yourself to be tempted, to be tried. Get ready for a spiritual battle. Strengthen your heart. Cultivate your heart. Be strong and patient, and do not quit while facing the tests of God's discipline. While facing these tests, glue yourself to God and don't step away, so you will increase in virtue and godliness when it's over. Whatever God allows as a test, whatever course of discipline, let's accept it. And in the worst of conditions, in the worst of times, let's show patience. Let's hold on. Because just like gold is tested by fire, people are also tested when they are ridiculed and humbled. Let's believe in him, and he will watch out for us, walk in the right path, and have hope in God. This is exactly what the book of the Revelation is saying. Keep God's commandments. Those of you that fear God, hold on until the very end so you don't fall and go astray. Look back at the past generations. Who believed in God and was left to be ashamed? Who called on the name of the Lord and God ignored him? No one, because the Lord is merciful and compassionate, and he forgives sins and he saves in times of affliction. Woe to you cowardly hearts! Woe to you cowards who have paralyzed hands and walk two paths, the path of God and the path of Satan. Woe to you who lost your patience! What are you going to do when God visits you? My friends, our times is so anti-scriptural, anti-spiritual. Immorality is so offensive that we must have patience to be saved. A great deal of patience. We need to always pray for patience, and this is precisely why our Lord says, he who is patient until the very end will be saved. Amen. Ex saga iec filatis in fitimu, tu ex homologitas est honoratitum, as est per innatimonesa, prodecte aiae.
Voice of Thank you. Rock Que preserve todo.